This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Suddenly, it's fall break weekend here at Ball State. The university returned to full in-person instruction for the first time since the pandemic began in March of 2020 here for the fall term. So, fall break is back. Students will be off Monday and Tuesday and will return for classes on Wednesday the 13th. Returning this week with some pandemic notes and other observations is Ball State President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
It's good to be with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good morning. We want to start with COVID vaccination numbers at the university. And if we could break those down, please, by students, faculty, professional staff, and service staff. How are we doing in that department?
Well, we've seen some incremental increases in those categories over the last few weeks. So with respect to full-time employees, in terms of full-time faculty, approximately 86% of our full-time faculty are fully vaccinated. With respect to professional staff, that number is about 88%. And both of those are excellent numbers. As I've shared with you and your audience previously, my principal concern is with service staff. And we've seen some increase in that category as well, but it's only presently about 43%. And so, once again, I would encourage these valued colleagues to consult with their physicians, to listen to the science, and to please get vaccinated. With respect to our students, again, the numbers are relatively the same. A little bit of an increase, about 70% of all on-campus students have been fully vaccinated, and about 76% of the students who are living in residence halls have been fully vaccinated. And for you and your listeners, in addition to these reports, this data is publicly available on our dashboard.
What about the university's COVID positive test numbers right now in those same categories?
That data is also available on the website. It's grouped by employees, not separate categories to avoid possible identification, but it's grouped by employees and students. Over the past few weeks, we've seen about 25 to 30 students per week test positive. There presently, that number was higher in the first 2 weeks of classes, has dropped since then and remains steady about that level. We only have one student who is in isolation in a residence hall, that is one infected or active student, and only two in quarantine. Each week, we've all had relatively few employees who have tested positive. In fact, at the time I looked at the dashboard Thursday afternoon, we only have two employees who are even presently presumed active. And when you consider the context that we're operating in Delaware County, we've been seeing 40 new infections every day. So I think our numbers are demonstrating that our protocols are doing a pretty good job of mitigating the risk to our students or our employees on campus.
Looking back in retrospect at the pandemic and some other factors that relate to Ball State's enrollment numbers being slightly down this year when compared to last year in 2019, what would you have to say about those numbers now that you've had a time to digest the numbers?
Well, I think your question is heading in the right direction. Certainly the pandemic has had an impact on our freshman enrollment, and frankly, it's also had an impact on our returning undergraduate students. So as you'll recall, we had a record class in terms of its size in the fall of 2019, that was before the pandemic, and then had a smaller freshman class impacted by the pandemic last year, and again, a smaller class still. There are a variety of factors, some external. As you know, IU and Purdue have now enrolled over the last couple of years many more Hoosiers, Indiana residents, to compensate for a major drop in their anticipated international student enrollment. And then both of them have gone test optional. They followed the trail that we blazed back in 2018 and 2019. And so that's certainly helped their enrollment as it helped ours. But also more internally, Stan, probably the two most important assets, distinctive attributes of our university are our beautiful campus and the personal educational experience that our faculty and our staff provide to our students. And because we haven't been able up until this fall to have campus tours and to get into the high schools, it's really been difficult for us to communicate to prospective students and their families the value, the distinctive value of a Ball State education. And that, you know, and then the pandemic for the class, the freshman class that enrolled last fall, we saw a significant decline in the number of students just in the freshman class who didn't even return for the spring 2021 semester. And that's not surprising, disappointing, but not surprising. But we're actively working to re-engage and re-enroll those students. The other thing I'd say is I am optimistic that we've turned the corner. This past Saturday, we had our first fall preview day for prospective students and their families. They completely filled Pruce Hall. It was the largest number of attendees for a fall preview day that we've ever had. And with respect to current students, when I speak to them, there's a kind of a palpable sense of engagement and enthusiasm that I don't think we've seen in a couple years. And I hope that you and the other faculty members are seeing that and feeling that in your class. I see it on campus, but I hope you're seeing it in the classroom as well.
We just have about a minute left. Tiara Thomas, one of our graduates from 2012, who's made it big in the music industry, winning a Grammy and an Oscar for her songwriting. That must give you pride as a university president to see one of the graduates to be so prominent and successful.
Yeah, not bad for a Ball State graduate, right? A Grammy and an Oscar within 4 months of each other, and she graduated in 2012. It was an honor to host her on campus and to have a reception for her and her family at Bracken House. I also attended the conversation that she participated in Sursa Hall. She's a remarkable woman with an inspiring story. And I was so gratified that there were a lot of students there that evening at Sursa Hall to hear what a Ball State education can mean, what that experience can translate into. And so I certainly was very proud during her visit.
President Jeff Mearns, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Stan, and have a great weekend.
You as well. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.